Amen. We definitely need to remember to rejoice more. We have so much to be thankful for. And I appreciate what's gone before, and I ask you to continue interest in your prayers. I believe what, and I hope and pray that what's on my mind is of the Lord. And if I had to put a title on it, it'd be Child of God, Carry On. Carry on. And what we've already heard thus far, if we can remember to rejoice ever more, we have more to rejoice about. Brother and sister, that's going to help us carry on. I'm thankful for that. I believe the Lord was in that. If you would, turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. If you're familiar with this, you remember that Joshua, this is at the end of Moses' life. And Joshua is supposed to lead the children of Israel. There's millions of people. You know, for 40 years, 40 plus years, the only leader other than the Lord, you know, obviously he's the ultimate leader, but the man that was appointed as the leader of the children of Israel for 40 plus years was Moses. Most of those people, that's all they knew, is Moses. Now he's gone. And now Joshua is supposed to step on up and carry on? Absolutely. But remember, in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead." I love that phrase about, if you read between the lines, the Lord saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead, but I'm still here." He's still there. The Lord is still here. He says, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and all the great seas toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." He'll never fail thee nor forsake thee. I like to couple that with Hebrews 13, 5. You know, the last part of that verse, Hebrews 13 and 5, he says, "For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now he's talking to Joshua right here. But in Hebrews we read that he says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I believe that's a promise to all of us. Because we cannot be separated from God and His love. So therefore, He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he goes on in chapter 1, verse 6. He says, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance in the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." As far as I know, that's the only place in the Bible that the word success is mentioned. If you read before that, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. I shall meditate upon it there, day and night." Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So this word is very important to help us so we can carry on.
Amen.
We need this word. We've heard this word telling us to rejoice. And if you are a good Bible student and reading most of this, you don't even have to be a good Bible student. Just knowing some of these wonderful truths, brothers and sisters, there's enough there to help us rejoice. There's enough there to help us to have, be full of cheer and carry on, even through the hard times, especially through the hard times, no matter what may come. You know, this has been a crazy year thus far, 2020. No matter what it brings more, the Lord is still here. The Lord is still with us. We can rejoice in that. And brothers and sisters, we can carry on. But I love this first part of Joshua because, I mean, it's so much, you know, I don't want to belittle the scriptures any, but it's almost like a really good spiritual pep talk. You know, if you need an encouraging word, how much more encouraging can be the Lord telling you, I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses. Now, Joshua was there for Moses' life when the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness. All the deliverances that he saw, he was there. He saw the Lord be with Moses. So how much more of a pep talk could that? How much wind could that put in your sails if the same God is telling you, I'm going to be with you, just like I was with him? If we ever need something to help us carry on, remember, the Lord is with us. Now, am I going to be with him? Am I going to try to do what's right? Am I going to observe to do all that's in the law? Am I going to read his word? Am I going to meditate upon it day and night? Am I going to try to stay close to him? He's already promised that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. But I can wander off some. I can be like that sheep and wander off. Now, does that make me not one of his? No. Thanks be unto God. No, that does not eliminate me from the flock. But I'm away from it. I can be away from it. I can be in the wilderness on my own. I can be, you know, alone. But not really be alone. Because all I have to do is call upon him. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. So if we ever feel like at this time, this life, whatever we're going through, whatever life may come about and throw at us, that we feel like we're on the ocean, like we're all alone, being tossed in seas, remember, our God walks upon the water. His very word speaks, and the seas are calm. Remember, our God is bigger than any problem we ever face. He's bigger than any problem we're going to face. So, brethren and sisters, child of God, let's carry on. Come what may, let's carry on. I mentioned Hebrews 13. Let's turn over to Hebrews 13 real quick. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You know, there's been some things going on that's caused me to question what the future will hold. I didn't realize anything could change. You know, I guess I was just lulled into this false sense of security that, you know, this nation is just a free nation. We can do as we please. We can worship as we please. But there's been things that's happening here recently that's caused me to call that to question. I pray that it doesn't happen that way. I pray that we can continue on as we have been thus far. But even if it does turn If we do see some changes coming our way, brothers and sisters, we can still find things to rejoice about, and we can still be strong and very courageous and carry on. You know, even the children of Israel saw their entire world, Jerusalem, the temple, everything. They saw that conquered, destroyed, and burned, and them carried away captive into a strange land. But even then, the Lord was still with them. He sent prophets. He was still with them, blessed them. You know, one of those children of Israel that was carried away captive, Daniel. We remember Daniel? How he rose to power? Well, it wasn't by him, was it? The Lord was with Daniel and blessed him. And then he was put up, what, third ruler of the kingdom? Don't you know that was a help to his people? Don't you know that was a strength unto his people to help him carry on, knowing that one of theirs, one of God's children, was there to helping them in place of power? Think about Joseph, how he was, how he was sold into slavery, brought down to Egypt, and next thing you know, the Lord raised him up. Put him in a place of authority so he could preserve his people. You just see all these reading, all these accounts, these true accounts in the Word of God, but the hand of the Lord just helping his people. He's been with us. He's going to continue to be with us because he doesn't change. Aren't you thankful of the things that God can't do? If you need something to rejoice about, think about the things that God can't do. He cannot lie. He cannot change. He cannot deny himself. I'm thankful for the things that God can't do. That's one of the things some people in the world would think, well, that's just weird to think about stuff that he can't do. But then they think about the things that he can't do. Even the things that he can't do, glorify him. So, child of God, carry on. We have help. We have real help. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, I love this one. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I hear that a lot of times in the world, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Brothers and sisters, we're not promised tomorrow, but we are promised forever. Something to rejoice about right there. Think about that. We're not promised tomorrow in this life, but we are promised forever in his kingdom because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brothers and sisters, we have help. We have help. He's there, seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. No wonder if I wander off. No wonder if I, do wrong. Feel like I've messed up. I've strayed. I can call upon him. Please, Lord, forgive. He's making intercession for me. He says, I paid for him. I didn't deserve any of that. I still don't. But it's because of the blood of Christ. It's because of him. This unchanging Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's because of him we have these promises will be fulfilled. So, brethren, sisters, child of God, carry on. He will not change. Remember Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Like I said earlier, 2020, what you got? What else is it going to happen? In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. God's still around. God's still on his throne. We may see some things. Our lives may change. But thanks be unto God, He doesn't. He'll still be there. I take great comfort in knowing. I love that song, "Thus far the Lord has led me on." I take great comfort in knowing that the same God that has led me on thus far, whatever happens to me, He's going to be for my little girl growing up in this world. As crazy as it seemed like it's getting, and it may still get crazier even more, but it doesn't matter, because the same God that's carried us this far is going to be here for the next generation. That's why it's important for us to know these, to not depart from the law, to read these, meditate upon it day and night, know it in our hearts so we can teach it to the younger. Because they need to know it. They need to hear it. They need to love it as we do. They need it so they can carry on. We need to carry on so they can as well. That's the thing I love to think about, you know, it's like we need it. We need to teach them. God doesn't need our help. But we need to help ourselves. Avail ourselves to it. Read it. Meditate upon it day and night so it could be a blessing to us to in this life. God could overrule. Haven't you seen those people that have had a trying childhood? Maybe their parents weren't much parents. Maybe they weren't any good at all. But then they come to see the truth. They hear the truth and they rejoice in it. And that chain is broken. And they're blessed with a wonderful child. And they can nurture that child in the truth of God. You know, the cycles in life, they don't have to continue the same. We can change. We can do things differently. We can do things God's way. It's the right way to do things. So if we're going to carry on in this life, let's carry on in His way, doing what's right. So back to Hebrews 13. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of Christ. We have the Word right here. How much are we availing ourselves to it? I've said earlier, we need to be reading it more and more. We need to treasure it up in our heart. Teaching it to the younger. The Word of God is truth to live by. To help us to carry on. Real quick, let's turn back to Romans chapter 8. Good primitive Baptist, we should be familiar with Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, the whole chapter is good, all Bible is good, but interest of time, we have to get what we can. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Paul will say, "For whom he did foreknow." Foreknow. You mean he knew us before we even had our being? Yes. Yes, child of God. For whom he did foreknow, them he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Are we called? Yes, we're supposed to be the church of God, the living God. We're the ecclesia, the called out. He's called us. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he also called, them he also justified. Justified. Definition of justified that I love so much is just if I'd never sinned. The slate's been wiped clean. Not because of what I've done. It's because of Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Again, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Brother and sister, I'm trying to preach to you on an amazing God. I wish I could tell like it is. I wish I could tell you exactly how it is. But whatever I say today is going to fall so short. But we need the blessings of the Lord. We need the blessings of the Lord each and every time we read His Word. Each and every time we study His Word. Each and every time we meditate upon it. We need His blessings. If you don't understand something, ask of Him. I do that all the time. Lord, I don't understand this. Help me to understand this. But we need Him each and every day. Verse 32, He that spared not His own Son. Think about that one for a little bit. He that spared not His own Son. That one causes me to think. And that one catches me. He spared not His own Son for me. For me? How much have I gone astray? How much have I done wrong in this life? But He gave His only Son for me. Parents, do you know somebody that you'd give your kid for? I don't know a single person. I love y'all, but I'm not going to give my child up for anybody. But He said, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Brothers and sisters, we have help. There's true help. There's true things to be rejoicing about, to keep that in our mind, to help us to keep us carrying on. We have something to look forward to. Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? And is God to justify us? Who could lay anything to our charge? Verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is ever at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Again, brothers and sisters, we have real help. Real help. Help that's available to us. All we need is to ask. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Brothers and sisters, that's real help. Whatever can come along. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. That gets me too. He is the Creator. I'm His creature. This tells me that I can't even separate myself. I can't even do something to separate myself from His love. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Brethren, this is amazing. Again, I wish I could tell you exactly like it is. But this is amazing. This is something that should help us to put wind in our sails each and every day. If we get to the point we think, well, I can't go any further. I can't carry on. You're right, you can't. But you can call upon the one who can and help us to carry on. No matter what this life will throw at us. You know, there are some people that are just suffering greatly in this life. There are some people that have to suffer just great tribulations or trials or peril. Even die by the sword. But remember in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, Paul would say, "For I reckon." And that's not just a southern slang, "I reckon, I think." No, he's counted it up. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Again, you need something to rejoice about right there. There's coming a day. There's coming a time. Well, time will be no more. And that's what we will be doing, is rejoicing evermore, praising Him forever. He says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us." Brothers and sisters, we have something to look forward to. So let us deny ourselves each and every day. Let's take up that cross and let's follow Him. Brothers and sisters, so we can carry on. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us." As we started with Joshua, God was telling Joshua, "Joshua, I'll be with you." We have that same promise, that same God that delivered all those children of Israel. All those children, every time we read about a deliverance that God delivered them greatly from, all this, we remember He is the same God. He changes not. No matter what we may face, no matter what's coming down the pipeline, friends, sisters, we have help. Real help. I think I've said it earlier, but it doesn't matter. Our God is bigger than any problem that we're going to face. Stronger than anything that could come our way. It doesn't matter who's in the White House or who's in Congress or who's in charge of the world, if you will. He's overcome the world. He's in charge. He's reigning. He's on His throne. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, because we know the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that saved all of them, that saved His people, that has preserved His people, that's helped them carry on through no matter what we read about in the Bible. He's the same God. The same God that is there, He's here today. We have help. So, child of God, let us carry on.